At the end of the gospel reading today, our Lord asks the Pharisees a question: whose son is the Messiah, the Christ? And they said, David's. He said, well, if he's David's son, how can David call him Lord? Because obviously, in their way of looking at things, the Father is greater than the Son. The Father isn't going to call his Son Lord. His Son is not the master of the Father. So how is this possible? And they couldn't answer. We, of course, understand that answer, and it is having to do with the nature of our Lord. If we go back to the beginning of St. Matthew's Gospel, he starts with the genealogy of our blessed Lord, and he shows us how Jesus comes through the line of Abraham, because that's where God had first made the promise. And then secondly, makes very clear that he comes through the line of David. So in his humanity, he is a son of David. But we know that he is God. And this is the part that we must understand. Jesus is one person. He can only be one person. But he is a divine person. From all eternity, he is God. And he took a human nature to himself, and in taking a human nature to himself, he did not become a human person. A person can only be one person. He's already a divine person from all eternity, so he couldn't become another person. So he took our humanity, a human body, human blood, and a human soul, but not a human personality. He is a divine person. So he is one person with two natures, a divine nature from all eternity as God, a human nature that he received from his mother. So he is truly man. But again, that unity of one person. So if we take that a step further, we also have to understand the implications of that. It means that he had two minds. It means that he had two wills. He had a divine mind and a human mind. He had a divine will and he had a human will. And yet he is but one person. Now understand, your mind is not your brain. Your brain is merely the physical instrument that allows what's going on in your mind to be able to be expressed or to translate things from the outside coming in. Your brain is not your mind. So he didn't have two brains. He had two minds. In us, the mind is a faculty of our soul, as is the will. So our human soul has two faculties, a mind and a will. God is a person. A person is divine, defined as a living being with a mind and a free will. Therefore, God has a mind, and he has a free will. So he has a divine mind in his divinity and a divine will in his divinity, and he has a human mind and a human will in his human soul. He is able to operate on two different levels with the unity of one person. But because he is a divine person, he is Lord. That's exactly what St. Paul points out to us in the first reading. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We're baptized into the person of Jesus Christ. And so we now participate in the divine nature. We don't have the divine nature in its fullness. We don't have a divine mind and a divine will. But we participate in the nature of Christ. He took our nature to himself. He gives us a share in his so that we can operate on that divine level. We're not divine, but we can operate that way because we have become children of God. So he who is the Son of God became the Son of Man. We who are human have become children of God. But we have to always recognize and know exactly who he is. So this question which the people could not understand and they could not answer, how could David call his son Lord? We must understand exactly how. He is indeed a son of David by his human generation. He is the Son of God eternally. And he remained the Son of God in the womb of our Blessed Lady. He remained the Son of God in his entire time on earth. And he remains the Son of God for all eternity because he cannot change. So he is Lord. He is David's Lord. He is our Lord. And he is the only Lord. So he is the Christ. He is the Messiah, the Son of David, the Son of God.